This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A U.S. military official says Iran has test-fired a medium-range missile, further escalating tensions in the Persian Gulf region. We get the details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The officials say the test was conducted Wednesday within Iran's borders and posed no threat to U.S. forces. But it comes in defiance of Trump administration demands that Iran curtail its weapons program. Iran has responded to stepped-up U.S. economic sanctions with a variety of military moves, and the missile test could be seen as another signal that it's not backing down. Tensions have mounted with Iran after President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 nuclear accord Iran reached with world powers. Iran has openly exceeded uranium enrichment levels set in the accord and recently seized a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea said Friday its latest missile launch, that is, was a warning to South Korean warmongers to stop importing weapons and conducting joint military drills. As Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports, that's a message that analysts said was also aimed at the United States.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Friday said his country's latest round of missile tests was a warning for South Korea. Pyongyang test-fired two short-range ballistic missiles on Thursday, with Kim on hand to watch the launches. According to state news agency KCNA, Kim said, quote, "We are forced to continue to develop super-powerful weapons systems to remove the potential and direct threats to the security of our country that exist in the South." The test of what the South said was a new missile was the second in 2 months, and the first since Kim met with U.S. President Donald Trump at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas last month.
That's Nathan Frandino of Reuters. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Another protest march is...